بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue with the hadith. So Hazrat Wala Dawud Barakatuhum has put in this kitab, which is chosen by Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ali. In the kitab Aqwal al-Salaf, the 11 volumes of all the Awliya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and the pious people's their life is mentioned, so for the people can read and take a lesson for their, from their life, and becomes an encouragement for us to follow their lifestyle. Nabi Kareem also mentioned the hadith, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. جو بندوں کا شکر گزار نہیں ہوتا وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا بھی شکر گزار نہ ہوگا. In Islam, we always taught from the earth that any favor someone do to you, say thank you, say Jazakallahu khairan, may Allah reward you well. In the madrasa also we teach the children dua, and thanking someone you read this dua, Jazakallahu khairan, may Allah reward you well. See, the person don't learn to thank a fellow being, then he will not be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, somebody do a favor, whole life a human being do a favor to another human being, it will be nothing, not even drop in the ocean compared to the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon every human being all the time. So the object is that for us to reach to that level where we must be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. And for us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the true sense, we have to thankful human being. Everyone do any favor. Best way of thanking, do the favor. The same amount of favor what that person did, you do the favor back. If you cannot do, then you make dua for the person. And say verbally thankful, be grateful. We read in the Fazail Amal also that awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to every night used to make dua for the person who used to spend every month so much on him. And this is one of the advantage of spending for the people, on the people who has deen in their life. By we spend over, give charity or do any favor to anybody, we get a reward. Even you feeding the bird, dog, cat, any animal, even the monkey eats from your garden, you'll get a reward. Last creation that is. But human being more, and the one who more thankful to Allah Ta'ala, obviously those are the pious people. They are more thankful to Allah, they will be more thankful to you, and they will be making more dua. Therefore, in one hadith it comes that make sure who eats your rosy, pious ones eat your rosy. Your food, pious ones eat your food. You can feed everybody, anybody, but it's a better investment, better return, more return. So the bottom line is for us to learn to thankful to Allah Ta'ala, we have to thankful to insan, human being. And thanking Allah Ta'ala is such a great thing. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah Ta'ala say, if you have this quality of shukr in you, with your iman, then I will not punish you. What I will get by punishing you if you are thankful? Because you are ungrateful. And person commits sin, because of the sins we bring punishment of Allah upon ourselves. Sinning is a being ungrateful. Na shukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the person brings Allah ta'ala's wrath upon oneself. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned, حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءَ يُعَمِي وَيُصِمْ. کسی چیز کی محبت تجھے اندھا اور بہرا کر دیتی ہے. Love of something make you deaf and dumb. As in we hear this saying always, love is blind. Don't see. No one, no boundaries, no limits. But actually, it's supposed to be in the path of Allah and Deen. That love for Deen, love for Allah, and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be so much in our hearts that we forget everything else. In the dunya term, when the people use this terminology, that I just in love with certain thing or certain person, it means don't care about anybody, what they say, what they will talk, don't care. This is was applied on the Allah and Rasulullah and on Deen, that I will make my Allah happy, I will do what He wants me to do, I don't care what people say, what people do, what people talk. And I love my Rasulullah's sunnah, so blind love I have means I don't see anything else but to follow the sunnah. I don't want to hear anything else, but anybody tells me I'm doing this, I'm fanatic, I'm too extreme, or I'm doing too much, or I'm showing off, whatever people say, I don't care about anybody, because the love of Deen, love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has settled in our heart. حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءَ يُعْمِي وَيُسِمْ. Therefore we ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us the true love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of the Qur'an al-Kareem, love of the Sahaba al-Kiram, love of the pious people, love of the symbols of Islam, Qur'an al-Kareem, Azan, Masjid, all are symbols of Islam. Because once the love for it comes in our heart, then we will not hesitate to do anything for Deen. Nothing will hold us back. Lots of time we want to do something in the Deeni path, but that what people going to say, what's going to happen, all that comes in between. That is because there is no true love in our heart. Once we get that, inshallah, then everything will, you won't care about nobody. جبلت القلوب على حب من احسن اليها وبغض من اساء اليها. دلوں کی خلقت ہی ایسی ہوئی ہے کہ بھلائی کرنے والے کے ساتھ محبت پیدا ہو جاتی ہے اور برائی کرنے والے کے ساتھ دشمنی. اللہ تعالیٰ is a creator of our hearts. Allah knows what his heart is capable, what is the nature of this heart. What is the nature of the heart? The creator of the heart tells us that the heart builds up a love for the person who do good to it, who do any favor to it. And heart harbors a ill feeling and a hatred for the person who do any harm or cause any harm and evil to the person. Naturally. So, what we have to be careful is lots of emphasis put on the akhlaq. Good character, good character. But top of all the good characters, the bottom line and the cream of the crop is we must benefit people, don't harm anybody. That is, in one sentence, the whole summary of the good akhlaq. Benefit people, benefit Allah's creation, don't harm Allah's creation in any way. This is a bottom line. But once a person benefits somebody, don't harm, obviously, automatically, that heart will have a love for us in their heart. But if the person don't care what he says, what he do, and doing something is going to be hurting somebody's feeling, don't care about it, then what happens? Naturally, it affects the person. People build up the animosity and hatred in the heart. Maybe outwardly they won't say anything, they won't retaliate, they will have tolerance. But in the heart they will build up, because that is the nature. Very easy after doing something, sorry. So words, what harm is done is done. Maybe person can forgive, but not easy to forget. It's easy to forgive, but not easy to forget. So whatever, so we never, person mustn't even just joke anyhow. You know the person's capability, how serious person takes things. Sometimes we joke and we say something, it's in one word, even by just joke, it's creates a big barrier. That barrier, that gap, you cannot fill life till Qiyamah, till the death. But the person will never forget. Remember what you said, what you did. So, always remember that doing good, it will create the love in the hearts of people. But something do, something wrong, somebody do to somebody, naturally, it will create the disliking and the hatred in the person's heart. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem Sasa mentioned, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. Guna se tawa karne wala, guna na karne wala hi ke barabar hai. Nabi Sasa mentioned a hadith, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un. Every human being is a sinner. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, prophets, messengers of Allah, their life is ma'soom, sinless, no sin in their life. Allah Ta'ala, unseen way, with ghaib, Allah Ta'ala protected them. From the young age, Anbiya's are protected. Nabi Kareem Sassam, so many incidents. That from the birth, even when he was still young, in the category of the, we say, boys, still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from the smallest mistake. Allah ta'ala protect them. But beside Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, there is nobody who can say that no sin. Yes, sahaba kiram, awliya Allah. Allah ta'ala forgive them. Allah ta'ala in his wisdom, he made it such to learn for the ummah, rest of the ummah to learn a lesson. Allah made them commit some mistakes in life, but then he gave them an open license for forgiveness. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Every sahaba, we take the name, what we say? Radiyallahu anhu. Has Abu Huraira, radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Anas, radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Aisha, radiyallahu anha. Safiya, radiyallahu anha. May Allah be pleased. May Allah be pleased. May Allah be pleased. Allah Ta'ala already said that Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody has a right to speak anything about any life aspects of Sahaba Kiram, which sounds that there is something wrong with it. Because Allah Ta'ala has already forgiven them. Nabi Kareem Sa'asam's promise, Nabi Sa'asam's lesson for us, teaching, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamalla dhambala. The person who makes tawbah from the sin is just like a person, he never commits sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he forgives somebody, when a person asks Allah for sincerely for forgiveness, Allah says, must ask me forgiveness. So Allah want to forgive. Person asking forgiveness, Allah forgive. Allah Ta'ala even those angels who write the sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them also forget the sins what person has done in the past. So on the day of Qiyamah, even those angels, they cannot stand a witness against this person. Look at Allah's mercy, Allah ta'ala's kindness. Wiped away from that books, plus Allah make them forget also. So, and nothing, no benefit to Allah ta'ala in any way, is only kindness and mercy. Therefore, nobody has a right to speak about the people's past. The people making tawbah, people coming up in their life, and now they started reading namaz, early days of their life, they never worry much. Now they slowly, before their lines were not right, friendship was not good, they had some downfalls in their life, but now they said, no, enough is enough now. Now I want to improve my life, I want to be a better Muslim. Now the person performing salah, doing more good deeds, reading more Quran. So now nobody has a right to remind a person about the past. That, oh, now you're becoming so holy, so pious, you know what you was, you know what you used to do. No, nobody has a right to do that. It's a sin to do it. When Allah Ta'ala make the even angel forget, then who we are to pick on the person? When Allah gives guarantee of forgiveness, then who we are to remind the person? On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will call a person. Come, you know what you have done. You have done this, you have done this, you have done this. But Allah Ta'ala will call the person in seclusion where nobody else, the whole dunya is there, but nobody see and nobody hears the conversation. Only him and Allah. Allah is talking. Allah is talking what? Allah said, you did this. You remember you did this? Yes. Is a sort of like a threat. Is sort of a, it's like a punishment. But even in that, by Allah, even while Allah doing this, Allah don't want anybody else to hear that what this person did. Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. Allah hides faults. Allah covers the faults. Actually, it's such a way he mentioned the hadith that that person is covered up like a blanket. So nobody outside hear what between conversation between him and Allah Ta'ala. Nobody sees who Allah Ta'ala is talking to about the sin. So it's sinful. But for everybody else, they mustn't count it as sinful. They must count him as a clean person. Allah said, you did this, you did this. Yes. After the few question and a reminder, person thinks, no, I'm gone. Don't know what's the next, what's the next, what's the next. Everything says, yes, I have done this, I have done this, I have done this, I have done. Now I think so many, no chance for me. Allah Ta'ala in the end will say, look, O my banda, in dunya, I have covered your faults. Now I'm having conversation with you, I covered your fault. I will never expose you, I forgive you. Allah Ta'ala's. So never ever pick on the person's past. Look at our life and look at the good of others. الشاهد يرى ما لا يراه الغائب. حاضر دیکھ لیتا ہے اس شے کو جسے غائب نہیں دیکھ پاتا. Person who's in front, person who's present, he can see something which a person who's absent can't see. One of the system in the business that elders, some of them in their life, they need to buy anything, they never go in a night. Because night your eyes can deceive you. You cannot see. And nowadays the new business tactic is they put lights, too many lights. So even something is faulty, it covers up. It don't get exposed. It's make it such bright that it's mesmerize you, like you can't see it. But on the other hand, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, very big businessman, multi-billion business he had. But all his rep, all his agents, he told them, when it's a cloudy day, no business. Close the business. Why? Because when the customer come and see in the day, cloudy day, it means it's dull, dark. You can't see properly what he's buying. So maybe he'll get deceived. He won't be able to see properly what he's buying. So don't do business. This is nowadays another tactic and gimmick of cheating is online. You know, you buy online. A loss of time when people learn hard way. You think it's for benefit, not benefit. Is most of the time you, yes, we say can say you save the time, this and that, but most of the time you get cheated. Wrong things. Then you carry on complaining, you don't pick up the phone, you don't get through, then you send it and come back. What by the time you that happens, if it happens, and when it happens, you already lost. So the best is what you see, you want to buy something, you see yourself. Then tomorrow also you don't complain that why this person sold. When you're buying something, make sure you see properly. Whatever questions you have, you ask. Afterwards, don't make ghibat, say, no, this person sold me wrong. He cheated me, he robbed me. The person tells you, this is a thing, check properly and you buy. Tomorrow something happened, don't blame me. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ قَرِيمُ قَوْمٍ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. جب تمہارے پاس کسی جماعت کا سردار آئے تو اس کی تعظیم کرو. یعنی کسی قبیلے کا سردار تمہارے پاس آ جائے تو اس کی سرداری کا حق ہے کہ اس کا اکرام کیا جائے. People in a position. People got position in a government, position in a business. Somebody is a mayor, somebody is a lawyer, somebody is a doctor, somebody is a what you call a great in the community, a community worker, welfare worker, holding a position, you respect. Everyone respect according to their status. أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ قَدْرَ مَنَازِلِهِمْ. Treat people according to their status. One person came, by a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anha, came begging. So he gave something and sent him away. Another person came, make him sit and eat, and then send him. So somebody was seeing, so what? One person came, you just send him, gave him something in his hands and his. Another person, you made him sit and eat, it gave him more respect. So this is two different kind of treatment. Said, no, according to the status of the person. Second person's status was higher compared to the first person, so that much, that kind of treatment. Even the worst person. Our akhlaq and our character must force us to give a good treatment to even worse people. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting with his family and see one person coming. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, see this person coming. He's a worst person. Be careful. When this person came right by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's door, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam welcomed him, made him sit, treated him, gave him good treatment. So after he went away, the family asked, oh Nabi of Allah, what is this? Before he came, you told us he's such so and so, it's like this, a bad person. But when he came by you, you so nicely you treated him. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, alhamdulillah, effect that he is what he is, and I am what I am. I give him treatment according to my way of life. He is what he is in his way. But I can't treat him in his way to But I have to treat him my way. What is my way? What is my akhlaq? What is my character? I have to show my way of life, my good akhlaq, even he is what he is. So, worst people can give a good treatment. So obviously the people who are not in that category of the worst, they must be given even better treatment all the time. That's why the akhlaq, good akhlaq, our elders always emphasize good akhlaq, good akhlaq, good akhlaq. We have to ask Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala bless us with a good akhlaq, good character, that we become the means of people getting comfort through us. Nobody must get hurt by any action of ours, and people coming towards fall of Islam through our good character, people must not think bad of Islam because of our wrongs and because of our bad characters. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا معبود إلا الله، لا مقصود إلا الله، لا مسجود إلا الله، لا مشهود إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. جو آدمی روزانہ 100 دفعہ لا الہ الا اللہ کلمہ طیبہ پڑھتا ہے، اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے چہرے کو 14ویں چاند کی طرح قیامت کے دن چمکائے گا. The person who recites this کلمہ کلمہ طیبہ لا الہ الا اللہ 100 times every day, اللہ تعالیٰ will make the person's face shine like a 40 moon a day of قیامہ. It means اللہ تعالیٰ will give the person respect, اللہ تعالیٰ will give the person honor, and Allah Ta'ala will give the person Jannat. So 100 times a day doesn't take much time. Even after every salah we can make 20, 20, 20. whichever way you can. Allahumma hadina wa hadi bina wa hadi an-nas jami'a. Allahumma hadina wa hadi bina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma hadil insa wal jan la hadi inna Allah la ilaha illa Allah. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله ولا كافي إلا الله ولا غفار ذنوب إلا الله ولا ستار عيوب إلا الله لا إله إلا الله إن 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 الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. هدى الله الله كالهدى الله الله كالنور سأبنا سينا بل جئے تو سکا ہو کر جی جئے تو سکا ہو کر جی مرے تو سکا ہو کر مر ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبابي الله شامي الله صبابي الله شامي الله جلدي فردي هدى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت، اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي غمرات الموت. اللهم اجعل أول هذا النهار صلاحا، ووسطه فلحا، وآخره نجاحا. اللهم نسأل خير هذه الليل فتحها، ونصرها نورها بركتها، وداوى نعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. اللهم اجعلنا مفتاحا للخير ومغلاقا للشر. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وان الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، انت خير من زكاها، انت وليها مولاها. اللهم نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك تمام مغفرتك. اللهم نسألك عيشة نقية ميتة سوية، ما أدخل مخزي ولا فاضح. اللهم حسن فرجنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد بلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجعل نقمتك من جميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجزاء وسيد الأسقام. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية ودوام العافية والشكر على العافية. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن خلقك والرضا بالقضاء. اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذك من شرورهم. اللهم واقيتك واقية الوليد. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتمن علينا نعمتك، واصبر علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا مع عبادك الصالحين. اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك. اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك. اللهم انا نسألك من الخير كله، عجله واجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله.